Hello and welcome inside Carter Finley Stadium, just a few miles down the road from North Carolina State University. We are live at NC State's Pro Day. Greg Brand along with Mike Kraft. And Mike, we continue our Pro Day journey across North and South Carolina today here in Raleigh at NC State. Every one of these Pro Days look the same, but they always kind of have their own flavor. They take on their own personality. One thing we've come to expect when you come to a big program like NC State, you know a few things. Number one, beautiful facility, great stadium, and a lot of talent on the field right now as this Pro Day continues.
Hey, GB, a lot of talent indeed. And one thing as you go around the Carolinas to schools like NC State, and one thing you notice very quickly, these teams are deep. Now, there are a couple big names that everyone's come to see. But when you look through the roster and look at the number of guys on the field behind us today, one thing you know very quickly, there will be a lot of guys out here who will be on the field playing on Sundays next season.
Well, who are some of those guys that the scouts have come to see today?
Well, one guy indeed, and he stands head and shoulders above the crowd. That's 6'7", Mike Glennon. Mike Glennon is a quarterback. He had a great career.
He's very tall.
But he's had a great career here at NC State. One of the things for him today is scouts are really trying to put the full puzzle together on him talent-wise. We know his stature, know he can throw the ball, and scouts look at him today. He really participated in just the on-field activities, and that will serve him well because now scouts will have just a little bit more information as they go back and evaluate this very good quarterback.
Well, in a draft that it's not necessarily QB rich, Glennon's got an opportunity. Now, a guy that really could make up some ground today is really a guy that has a lot of question marks. David Amerson, big physical-looking corner, but which guy do you have?
Indeed, because I'm telling you, this pro day for him may be one of the most important that we will see during this tour. Because David Amerson is an interesting story. You want to know which one is the one that you're drafting. And the reason I say that, if you go back to his redshirt sophomore year here at NC State, he set all kind of records, GB, for
all
interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw him play at Bank of America Stadium against Louisville in the bowl game. Just incredible talent. Last year, he will admit it was a disaster of a year.
Yeah.
Literally, he was a shutdown corner. But teams decided to pick on him and had some very big success from opening day. Now, the question is, because, GB, you and I both know, with cornerbacks, you have to have that confidence, that confidence and swagger in order to be a really good cornerback. Let the good plays roll off your back, get back in the game, and make a big play when necessary. Let me tell you what it's going to take. Not just out here today, but position coaches will probably have to get this guy in a room by themselves, away from the public, and really get in his grill and challenge him about where he is psychologically. Is he going to be the type of guy that plays with that swagger and that confidence, the guy that you saw 2 years ago on the field? And it's still some questions to be answered.
Well, because of the tape that you mentioned, you know that the NFL teams are going to have private workouts with Amerson. So how important, though, is today that he perform well, that he interact well with representatives from the teams that are here today?
Let's face it. This is just another part of a very long interview process. Mm-hmm. And you and I both know, when you go on an interview, you sit up in your chair, your back
tie
is straight,
tight.
Your tie is tight,
yeah.
And you look the part.
Yep.
Now, drills out here being run by scouts. They're going to look at his demeanor. I like to use that word in football. How does he go about his business? Does he jump to the front of the line? Does he finish every drill? Because now the heat is on, because some team out of the 32 is going to have to make a very big decision on, you know, what they see during this interview process.
You mentioned Glennon. You mentioned Amerson. Who's another NC State player that has stood out today or maybe caught the eye of the scouts?
Well, most folks in Charlotte will remember C.J. Wilson, young cornerback out of Lincolnton, right down the road from Bank of America Stadium. And I thought he was impressive, and he may benefit, GB, from being on the field with Amerson during all these drills, because now these scouts can take a direct comparison looking at the two. And let me tell you, he's not far behind. Yeah. He showed well for himself out here today on the field in these drills.
Well, we are live at NC State's Pro Day, going on behind us right here on the field at Carter-Finley Stadium. Mike, NC State invited some players from Elon to come down 85, which is a great opportunity. I don't want to say a smaller school. Maybe that's not giving Elon enough respect. But there are Elon players here. How important is it for them? And I know there's a guy out here that you're very familiar with. We all are. We caught up with him down at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama.
Yeah, Aaron Millett, a good-looking receiver. And let me tell you, I think he's grown since the Senior Bowl because he's very tall, angular receiver. A lot of talent. Now, you may say small school, but he is a big-time talent. Now, for him, he benefits same way as C.J. Wilson, getting out here on the field with these players from NC State, running drills and catching balls and catching passes from Glennon and his own quarterback out here today. So he has a lot to gain.
Well, and these pro days are a big deal, and it's always fun to come and kind of see who shows up you don't expect. One guy, we're standing in the weight room, and we noticed, hey, isn't that Torrey Holt?
Yes.
Now, if you're a Wolfpack fan, you know who Torrey Holt is. Shoot, if you're a St. Louis Rams fan.
If you're a Panthers fan,
you know who Torrey Holt is. It was great to see him. Just a standout wide receiver here at NC State, and, of course, got a Super Bowl ring, too.
Yeah, and he's out there working with the wide receivers. Coming up, we'll have some of that on Panthers.com, but, GB, you're telling on yourself because you and I both were covering this team when Torrey Holt came out of college. So that's a lot of miles and a lot of gray hair.
Yeah, I think that was back in 1999, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
As a matter of fact, we mentioned the Senior Bowl. That's where I first met Torrey. I interviewed him just as our normal Senior Bowl coverage, and here he's retired.
Well, he still looks good out there. I saw him earlier.
Yeah, he doesn't have the gray hair you and I have.
Yeah,
so
no
anyway,
doubt.
Well, Mike, let me shift gears just a little bit from the pro day stuff. While the college scouts are doing their thing, free agency continues. And we know from listening to general manager Dave Gettleman, he said that, look, we all need to be patient. Fans, you need to be patient. It's going to be methodical. We've got a plan. We're going to work that plan. Part of that plan, though, was signing a young cornerback, DJ Moore, who played a few years with the Bears. He's a Spartanburg, South Carolina native, so training camp's going to feel very familiar to him. That looks like it's an important piece, or at least part of the puzzle.
Well, you said it exactly. You're talking about a puzzle. And look, I know in this generation, everybody wants things to happen.
Now.
Give it to me and now. Give it to me now. But the thing about it is when you look at the way our new general manager, Dave Gettleman, is going about free agency, it's going to be patient. One, he's not going to bankrupt the team's future. He's going to get extreme value in everything that he does. I mean, that signing of Drayton Florence last year, don't be surprised if he comes in and competes for one of those starting corner jobs. So now you got two guys signed in the secondary, and you got young guys coming along, and you have a veteran in there who can help in that room. So it's going to be patient. I don't expect to see big flashy signings. They just may not be there in this first week of the free agency because that's not where your best value is. So fans, be patient. It's a complete picture. It's not just free agency, GB. It's the draft and everything that takes place after that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to park the car in the garage for a few days and take a break from being out on the road. But next week, we will continue our pro day tours. Monday, Mike will be in Duke. Tuesday, UNC, and then we will wrap things up down in Columbia, South Carolina in Gamecock country. So we are going to put some miles on the vehicles. And, again, it's always a lot of fun. Want to remind you, too, on Panthers.com, Max Henson, Brian Strickland doing their hard work there, working on some of the position breakdowns and linebackers coming up tomorrow and on Friday. So as we leave the Wolfpack Pro Day, what do you take away?
Well, I just take away that as you go around the state, here again, there is so much talent. There are so many hard decisions that have to be made. And one thing I've seen, our scouting staff working hard, getting up early. I mean, on Monday, those guys were at Wake Forest. Then they drove to App State. They're putting the miles in to make sure that on draft day, the Panthers get exactly what they need. And fans can take a lot of confidence away with that.
And truly, no stone unturned.
Exactly.
So, again, and we appreciate you being with us here in Raleigh at the NC State Pro Day. Hope you join us next week. Again, Duke, Tar Heels, Gamecocks, we got you all. Thanks for joining us right here on Panthers.com.